Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
For the sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we're happy you're here with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Ryan is with his family today. He'll be back tomorrow. We'll all be back here together on Wednesday. So keep coming back. And also another reminder that you can stream the station anywhere, anytime on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it. Follow 97.1 FM Talk right there, the Annie Fry Show. You can follow it as well. And stay connected to St. Louis's Fox News Radio affiliate here in the city. We always are grateful for each and every one of you who listen to the station and participate. We've got a party coming up on a week from Thursday. Is that correct? It's a week from Thursday. And regular tickets are still available. VIP are sold out. 971talk.com/events if you would like to have more information on that. And we, you know, I'm talking about all the different ways you can listen to us. We love meeting you. We don't get to do any of this without you. You are the star of the show. And so if you'd like to come out and hang out, I'd love to see you a week from Thursday. Go to 971talk.com/events and come hang out at the 25th anniversary party. That's crazy. That's really crazy. I've been here at 97.1 since 2009. I think I got hired at the, I interviewed in late 2008, and I got hired, I think, in January of 2009, and I worked one day in February so that the pay would come out of my paycheck for my health insurance, so I'd have no lapse in health insurance, something like that. So I've been here for 16 years, going on 17, and it's just been an incredible ride. And I think about, it's weird to be at my age of 41. It's weird to be now somebody, I was joking with Ethan before because I mentioned Reba and he had to Google who Reba was. There are a few things happening in my life right now at 41 years old that I don't know when you all experience this, if you're advanced in age from where I am, but there are a couple things that have happened lately where I realize that I'm not as young in my, like, in my surroundings as I feel that I am. Like, I'm the most experienced at being the young one. and that's all you ever have, is being the most experienced at, you know, what you've done, which is being young. And then I guess you get old and then you're like, how the heck do I do this? I've never done this before. And it's just, it's a challenge. Now, I'm not saying at 41 years old that I am old, but it was at a volleyball tournament over the weekend. It was one that we hosted, and it was an incredible tournament. It was the first time that this tournament had been hosted, and it was just done so impeccably well. And it seemed like everything went great, but I really enjoy watching sports at the youth level, specifically because I like to see, because there's so much growth that can take place. Like one weekend at a tournament for kids, there's so much growth that can take place, and it's really kind of in your own hands as a team to determine like what way, what direction you decide to grow, because it can go bad, it can go well. It sounds like I'm talking about like the play, the development, the evolution of a team and their ability to play sports, but that has really nothing to do with it, which is why I find it very interesting. I studied psychology as a minor in college, so I've always been very interested in people and the way that they are, especially why they are the way that they are, like what makes them tick, what makes them succeed, what pushes people to be emotional, what pushes people to compete. And the important thing to understand is that in all of those instances, like every individual person is very different. And you can see that over the course of a weekend where we had six volleyball matches that we played in, I don't know, probably like 60 hours total. And you just have the opportunity to grow. You have the opportunity to succeed, but it's kind of up to you to decide what you want to do. And I think it's, for me, a very good way to remind myself that if you put six girls on the floor, now I'm talking middle school girls, the competition, the level of competition was fantastic. Shout out to Zion Lutheran School in Harvester for winning the championship of the 16-team tournament. It's fun to watch people overperform and over excel. And it's really tragic to watch people underperform and undersucceed. And I find myself always asking myself, why did they overperform? Why did they underperform? You can apply that kind of study of people to pretty much anything. You can do it to, you know, if you're in your work environment, you can apply it to the people who seem to always really like bring the sale home or to really exceed expectations and whatever it might be. It can be maybe if, you know, I've got four kids, I can motivate all four of my kids to get something done, but I have to treat each of the four kids like the individuals that they are. There's not a blanket way to handle any of my kids and to motivate them. But at the end of the day, like in a volleyball tournament, you can see everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants to win. You also understand that in a volleyball tournament, everybody who comes in, especially like 16 teams like this, if you're a different kind of tournament, baseball, soccer, whatever it might be, the teams don't go in with the same set of skills. You can't reasonably have the same set of expectations. You got to manage expectations a little bit. And then you got to try to figure out like, what would real success look like here? And how do you push past? How do you meet the success that is achievable for you? And then maybe aim a little bit further past where that line is. So if you can overachieve, that would be great. If you shoot to overachieve, you might fall among where success still exists. I think about our culture and I think about like what expectations are being set on children in our culture today? What expectations are being put on parents today? What expectations are being put on households and families today? And there just really isn't, hasn't been, and I'm a little worried to say this, but in my kids' lifetime, there really hasn't been a strong emphasis on family. Now, my son, as I was talking with Joe Concha about my kids a little bit, that my son is 15, and so I've been a parent for 15, almost 16 years, and I don't really feel like my whole life that the world was really emphasizing go out there, get married to somebody, you know, like save yourself for one person, marry that person who you love, give yourself to that person. That person should give themselves to you. You should come together in marriage. You should build a home. You should grow a family. Money will come how you need it. Those blessings will provide themselves along the way. But really focus on building that family unit. I did that. I was married at 23, which is crazy. I think about the 23-year-olds in my life. And, you know, they're just not really running down that path. So it seems like they're not ready. They could be. We were. I was probably ready before 23, but, you know. but, yeah, at 23, married. Charlie was born when I was 25. First kid at 25, and then I had Molly in 2021, which would have made me 37 or something like that, 38. And there was never a time where my husband and I were trying to grow this family, take care of this family, raise this family, where we're like, gosh, this is easy. This is so simple. Like, never a single time where it was simple and comfortable and easy. But I also can't think of a single fraction of a second where I was like, this was a mistake. Not a blink of a moment where if financial struggles set in, new jobs, lost jobs, all of that stuff, there's not a single time where I thought, you know what, I could have been, I could have had a wild career. I've got a radio show. That's pretty cool. But I could have been, you know, on a TV set hosting my own news. Like, I threw all that away for this. Not, I mean, it's absurd to even say the sentence out loud. My plan, and God, thank you for the blessing of providing me Jared, who I had the same plan, and his family, who raised him to be that way, and my family, who raised me to be this way, that we found each other. I believe that was a God ordained match, but it was kind of against the odds that we would come together so young, be willing to go into a marriage that we knew nothing. We were so young. And at 23, a lot of you are listening are like, 23 wasn't young. That's 5 years older than when I got married. But the idea that you'd have four kids and start so young and you know, you're two people trying to work, trying to make ends meet. Today's Charlie Kirk's birthday, and he's going to be acknowledged with the Medal of Freedom, honored with the Medal of Freedom, in less than 2 hours if they're on time. And there's this like radical idea that he brought to the table to say, "Do you, Brad, can you rattle it off the way he would say, get married? Is that the first one?"
Yeah. Well, I think it was go to church, get married, raise a family. I forget what the last one was.
Yeah. It's something like build a future or something, yeah, that you can pass down. But I mean, he doesn't say in there, vote Republican. He doesn't. Charlie Kirk's message, like, I can't get over the way in which God has the ability to seize the greatest sufferings and struggles that we experience, the greatest tragedies that we can't even imagine. And the gift that he gave Charlie Kirk, which truly was patience, of course, a great cognitive ability, a great, you know, processing of information and ability to communicate that Charlie Kirk had. It's exceptional. And I think we knew it was exceptional then, but what my respect for Charlie Kirk since his passing and really studying even more so what he did, what he gave his time to, and the message that he prioritized. Before Charlie Kirk died, I remember talking about it several times. Like, Charlie Kirk comes up in the algorithm that we would watch on YouTube, and there'd be a good argument that he'd have with somebody. And I loved just having it on in my kids' house. There was no like, kids, sit down, it's Charlie Kirk time. I loved having it on in the house because when it was on, you know, that as opposed to the news, it was an exchange of ideas. Respect was given to welcome people who think differently, to present their arguments, and to find common understanding, common agreement on things so that actual productive conversation could ensue without ever getting hateful, but being very fully convicted. And the roots of what Charlie Kirk would talk about always were faith first. How many people have absorbed the full-length message of what Charlie Kirk brought to the table now? That's not to say that his death is preferable at all, but it certainly hasn't been in vain. And there's a part of me that looks at the Charlie Kirk thing as somebody who consumed his content and loved to hear his arguments, and I'm no Charlie Kirk and never would compare myself to him, but I did try to learn from him. I do try to listen to people. You know, when we take phone calls on this show, I try to listen to people, try to listen to what they're trying to say here. I'm not interested in punching you in the face until you believe what I believe, because that's never productive. It's very bombastic and it's pretty self-centered. But Charlie Kirk,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kirk was a father. He was a husband. And there's a part of that that I can't shake from reflecting on his life, that the cost of losing Charlie Kirk, like the rewards that are being paid because he documented so much of what conservative culture really is, not politics, but the real substance. Like, policy is what you believe. Politics is how you try to get other people to believe the policies, the what of what you believe. And Charlie Kirk's passing has put maybe the most effective communicator we had and amplified him to a legendary status that I truly believe will be studied for the rest of American history in a way that wouldn't have been the case if he wouldn't have been taken from us. And if I'm Erica Kirk and if I'm his children, I'm trading that back. I want Charlie back. And I know that we all do. But when you think about President Trump and what he has accomplished in his first 9 months back in office, and if you've studied this enough, you know he may not be the president of the United States today if it weren't for Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. Oh, man. It's a Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God moment, for me, at least. Ethan Sports and Local next here on the Andy Fry Show. Don't go away.
Hold, 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 hold up.
Check it out. Sports and Local.
Ho, 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 hold up. Check it out. It's Ethan.
Hi, Ethan.
That it is. How we doing, everyone?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Time to give you guys some sports and local. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. There was a delay. I was like, I don't know if she's actually ready for this.
Well, I had to reconfigure.
Okay.
I'm ready, though.
Reconfigured?
Now. Yes.
Buckle up. A Missouri judge has approved ballot language for a proposed constitutional amendment that would undo an abortion rights measure approved by voters last November. Last year's constitutional amendment, which was voted on as, if you recall, Amendment 3, mm-hmm. huge issue going into the voting, the election last year. With this, it would be repealed under this new proposed amendment. The new ballot question would also be Amendment 3. Amendment 3 was approved 51.6% to 48.4%. a difference of just over 95,000 votes. The new proposed Amendment 3 will ask voters in November of 2026, and I'm going to go through these different stipulations here. Shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to, it says, guarantee women's medical care for emergencies, ectopic pregnancies, and miscarriages, ensure women's safety during abortions, ensure parental consent for minors, repeal Article 1, Section 36, which allows abortions for medical emergencies, fetal anomalies, rape and incest, and prohibit sex change procedures for children.
That's all in one?
Yeah. A lot of information there. Sorry, yeah. I know I threw that all you. But it had been, you'd heard things, you know, on the occasion of recent that they were trying to find a way to get this back on the ballot. So it's not a surprise to see this finally come out. I mean, it definitely seems like a win for pro-life supporters.
That seems, if it gets through, it seems like initiative petition reform is something that Missouri needs to focus on pretty strongly. But it's, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I hear a lot of people complaining about it, but you send, if you live in a democratic republic and you elect people to represent you, and then you do that, and then you have a ballot measure that requires just what, 50% plus one to change the law back. Isn't it 50% plus one? I think, or is it, I don't think it's 60%, but it, the tricks that get pulled in the process of doing that, it's just not like, it's not simple. It's complicated, and I feel like these things are intentionally complicated so that people can play the game to get what they want in the process of trying to deceive voters to get what they want.
That sounds about right.
So it just frustrates me. Anyway.
One day before the scheduled execution of a Missouri man convicted of killing a state trooper 2 decades ago, Governor Mike Kehoe has announced his decision to deny clemency. Lance Shockley is 48 years old, and he is set to be executed this evening at 6 o'clock for the murder of Missouri State Highway Patrol Trooper Sergeant Carl DeWayne Graham. Graham was found shot to death in his home in southern Missouri in March of 2005. The governor's office said that Shockley shot and killed Graham due to the trooper's investigation into him. Shockley was found guilty of first-degree murder with 3 aggravating factors in 2009, and the Missouri Supreme Court set his execution date this past June. And he, like I said, requested clemency, and the governor's office basically gave a very firm no, saying that the clemency, granting it, would have been unconscionable.
I'm in favor of the death penalty in the right circumstances.
Started off with a couple of heavy hitters there. Yeah. No doubt. We've talked a little bit in the past, I don't know, over the past couple of months about the World Cup coming to the United States in 2026. Kansas City is going to be one of the host cities. They will be playing games there.
Is Kansas City a big soccer city?
Yes. Yes. Sporting Kansas City has been one of the bigger...
Is that the name of their team?
That's the name of their team, yes. Before you make fun of theirs,
I'm not gonna make
we're
fun
St.
Of
Louis City.
I think it's great.
But, you know, we'd also talked a little bit about...
I just don't get it. I'm just not in it. If you're in it, you understand it. I am not in it. And I blame my little brother, whose birthday was yesterday, when he was like 8 and mom signed him up for YMCA soccer, and it really ruined my Saturday mornings in the fall. And so we would go out and have to be on a cold, rainy soccer field at 8 freaking a.m. on a Saturday to watch him go stand next to the goal and cherry pick 6 goals or something like that. I think they changed the rules after he did that too.
And that's why you don't understand why Sporting KC is named what they are.
In a roundabout way, yes, because I despise soccer from a young age, and it was because soccer was personally offensive to me because it cut into my Saturday morning sleep.
You ever been to a St. Louis City game?
No.
Once they get good again, because that'll happen at some point.
I won't know the difference, will I?
Because
you will
know the difference in the
atmosphere.
Atmosphere. That first season was fun.
Yeah.
I got to go to a game. It was unbelievable. It was
awesome.
Why
was it good? Why was it good the first season and then not?
You know, that's becoming a pattern at least in soccer, that there is a level of adjustment that teams have to make when you aren't familiar with the style that a team plays. These expansion drafts and all this stuff are set up for expansion teams to have success immediately, and they didn't used to be like that in a lot of sports. You're seeing it even now in the NHL. A few years ago, the Vegas Golden Knights were in the Stanley Cup final in their first year in the NHL. The Seattle Kraken were in the playoffs in their second year in the NHL. So teams are adjusting.
Kraken is NHL.
Yes.
Because you said Seattle Kraken. I'm like, now there's a good name. But
isn't that an awesome
name? Of course it's a good name.
They have a great logo and everything. So teams are able to compete in multiple sports, expansion teams, quicker than ever. So it was awesome, but it wasn't like crazy out of the normal here in recent years. But anyway, we get to the World Cup, and I've mentioned a little bit that, you know, I'm curious as to, could there potentially be an impact on St. Louis as far as traffic goes, hotel bookings in our city, even though there's going to be games played 4 hours away, and Missouri and is expecting this to be the case.
Yeah.
The Missouri Department of Transportation is planning to add a third daily service to the Missouri River Runner train route between St. Louis and Kansas City to assist with the increased travel demand during the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The extra service from the River Runner route will begin in April of 26, run through the World Cup matches in June and July of 26. After the World Cup, the service will return to two daily trips. The plan is in cooperation between MoDOT, Amtrak, Union Pacific. A final schedule for that route will be finalized by all three of those. Kansas City will host four group stage matches in the tournament, a round of 32 game on July 3rd and a quarterfinal on July 11th. And as I mentioned, there is expected to be a lot of traffic on 70 traffic's already terrible right now because they're doing all the construction. It has the potential to be an absolute nightmare.
How long does it take to get to Kansas City on the train?
That's a good question.
It's a four-hour drive
about
coast to coast in Missouri, correct?
Yes. I don't know. I'd probably guess a couple of hours. Is 2 hours, cutting it in half, is that?
I don't think it goes that fast.
No?
I mean, 70 is a straight shot. You're driving 70 miles an hour at minimum. I think it would take maybe almost as long. I don't know.
I'm trying to find the
answer
for you.
5 hours and 40 minutes.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wait,
I don't think
longer?
I don't think it's safe to talk.
Yeah.
This is not a high-speed rail.
No.
That just seems...
It probably goes about 60, 65 miles.
That feels kind of backwards to me.
Well, I mean, you're
isn't the train supposed to get you there faster? Isn't that the point of taking it?
No, it's supposed to get you there without you paying for gas and using your brain. You could take a nap.
Well, I haven't been on a train since I was like 9, so I guess clearly I'm not familiar with the purpose of trains.
2 hours. That's an airplane.
I guess so. Do you want one more?
No. Let's go and do X's and Y's. You're sticking around for that, right?
I will indeed.
Trish is coming in here. X's and Y's on a Tuesday. How we determine those questions that girls ask boys and boys ask girls, or maybe don't ask, but you always wanted to know. You can leave your comments on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Yes, boys and girls are different, and we're about to discuss how. Don't go away.
X's and Y's.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's X's and Y's times where we talk about boys and girls and why we're different. Do you guys have a question they want to lead off with?
I've got one here from a listener.
Okay. I love that. Let's do that.
So they did this. I saw this one last week, and this is from a listener named Timothy. And he, I assume, wants to know, do most women appreciate it when a man acts like a gentleman? And then in parentheses, he put opens doors, etc. So not necessarily your husband, just a man in general.
Are they attractive? Just kidding.
It depends on the man.
I would have really appreciated that if you'd have just been a little better looking. No. Yes, I always appreciate it. I always appreciate when anybody holds the door open.
That is
Trisha,
my
you're
response.
A door holder opener.
Yes. I think that kindness and just general manners for both sexes, I appreciate.
I don't... I kind of like... Oh man, I'm afraid. I should Google this. Call the herd. That's like an aggressive way of saying it. But I like to. If I open the door for somebody, or if a man were to open a door for me, and I were to be like, I can do it myself. Don't you want to know that that person is like that, like as soon as possible? And that's a good way to find out.
Yeah, wear that on your sleeve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, if you are a woman who is intimidated or offended by a man who is showing you respect, that non-lady, that female does not speak for me. Hold that door open for me every time, and I will smile and thank you and flirt with you.
If your husband, right?
I don't know. How good looking are they?
I might follow up this for Ethan. Have you ever experienced that female that Annie was just describing to you where you held the door and you caught attitude for it?
Not that I can think of, but, you know, I didn't go to a big liberal college either, so...
And you also usually slam the door in ladies' faces.
That's true.
Do you profile women before you hold the door open for them?
Only all the time.
And then he slams the door in my face.
I will. Let me counter or follow up here, Trisha. Mansplaining. So, like, men who want to do something kind mm-hmm. by holding the door open. I think that there are some men who also do things out of an intention to be kind or gentlemanly that most women interpret as, I think, mansplaining. I think that's where that comes in here. Like, men who want to jump. I think there are men who mansplain who think that they're doing something nice who are actually doing something that might, in their mind, be the equivalent of saying, I can do the door myself. Does that make sense?
Mm-mm.
Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Are you saying that there are men out there that mansplain with good intentions, but they're actually being offensive?
I'm definitely saying that. And I'm saying that that there are men who would open the door for a woman because it's a gentlemanly thing to do. And there are women who would be offended by that. And then there are men who would jump in the place of a woman, like to over explain something
mm-hmm.
or who would just assume that you wouldn't know anything about something. So they over explain mm-hmm. who would think that a woman who would feel mansplained to in that instance, they would have the same feeling towards that instance as they would the person who was like, I will open my own door. Thank you. That to a man, I think that often could feel like the same thing. When I think that man, like, I don't need to be mansplained to, and I don't, mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest.
Like, they're very different. The chivalry and being like a gentleman and opening the door, like most normal, like.
I don't know how women. You mansplain door open. Like, yeah, I don't like, know how that ever crosses yeah. the line into mansplaining. Uh-huh. But
we're okay with that.
Yes.
But we don't need you to over-explain whatever the thing is we didn't ask you about.
Yes. And I think for a lot of men that the intention might be good in both instances, but be received very differently by the same female. And the man might be like, I was just trying to help. Mm-hmm. And a woman could differentiate between the two and feel very respected in one and disrespected in the other.
Yeah. Yes, I'm with you now.
Are you, Ethan? Let me explain it one more time for you. I'll talk slowly.
I don't appreciate this. This is disrespectful to me. I should be treating the male species better than this.
Do you get it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I understand.
Do you, Ethan, do you think you've ever mansplained?
Probably. Not intentionally. I can't think of a situation intentionally where I have, but I'm sure there has been a point in my life. I was at one point a young, dumb high schooler that I probably unintentionally
No, that's young mansplaining. That doesn't count. You're just young.
Not aware. Not that I'm aware of.
I call my husband. I started this week in calling my husband Pop Up Video. I also call him National Geographic, but that's because I'm super dumb in that regard. My kids will be like, "What type of bird is that?" And I'm like, "Brown? I don't know."
But is that
go
that,
ask your dad?
But that's different.
That's different. But then there are also things like I'll just say something, and then my husband will give me a random fact about it, and I'm like, "I don't care." But I mean, it's like. Pop up video, bloop, and then there's a fact. Some of them are useful, but I'm like, why are we doing this? I don't remember that.
Sometimes we'll start on these conversations and I'll have to say, I need less information. Like, I love you and I appreciate it, but I need less information
like, get
about
to the point.
This specific thing.
Trisha, Chris says mansplaining just seems to happen only when the woman doesn't want an explanation. That's from Chris F.
Chris, that is how it works. We don't want the explanation. That's the definition.
Want or maybe need, because maybe we were there already, but thanks for the help.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I do need it, but I don't want it. It's still mansplaining.
Brad, have you mansplained?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you know when you're mansplaining?
Usually about a sentence in. Mm-hmm. There's like a look or a reaction, and you're like, oh, crap.
Is it the eyes glazing over?
What is the thought when you catch yourself mansplaining then? If you... Ethan says that he may be an inadvertent mansplainer.
Yeah, it's kind of like you start to say it, and then you look, and you're like, oh, they're not happy with me right now. That was not my intent.
But is it that you're saying something, and you think that it's upset the emotional woman?
No.
Or is it that I don't need to be saying
that
thing
I didn't
I'm
need
right
to
now.
Say it.
Okay.
But like my initial reaction is always, and it's I don't know, maybe it's a golden retriever mentality. It's like, oh, I can help, and I'm not. Trying to do anything abnormal or mean or disrespectful. Just trying to help. And then it's like, oh, she didn't want my help.
Timothy says, my wife hates, in all caps, my wife hates it when, as she says, mansplain while watching TV. Yeah, that's probably a crime.
Can men mansplain to other men?
Yeah. Depends.
Have you ever been mansplained to, Ethan? By Brad?
Today.
No, I don't think so. But Brad's shaking his head yes.
Well, I don't think it's the same for guys. Like, I know that I've had things explained to
me. Is it because you just assume that they probably know that stuff that you're telling them?
Because we're men.
No, that they might assume that I don't know something. So I'm putting myself in the explainee instead of the explainer position. And it's
for men?
Yes.
Ouch.
So a guy would tell me something about something that I'm doing, and I know what I'm doing, I understand what I'm doing, but I don't take great offense to it because I'm like, he's just trying to help.
As the explainer to the explainee of the men to the men, no women involved.
No girls allowed.
Thank you. That's exactly how this conversation feels like for me. There are so many different moving pieces, and I'm like just trying to catch up.
I thought you were setting up a question.
No,
I'm like, this is
how I feel. I'm like, I'm trying to catch up, and I got there. And
so
now
if
the
you've been mansplained to, you probably don't know either.
Probably. Probably.
Trisha, you got a question?
Yeah. Speaking of planning out conversations and difficult conversations, do you guys plan out men and Annie, women, do you guys plan out conversations or possible conversations ahead of social engagements or any kind of social interactions? So you like, you know, you've got to, you're going to this party and you know these certain people are going to be there. Do you spend any amount of time like, okay, I can talk to him about this, 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 and that?
I've never done like, this in my life.
No.
Not once.
No. You don't do that either?
No.
I do.
Pre-plan convo?
Mm-hmm. Like, pre-plan the convos, remember the kids' names, like prep myself for social situations.
It's easy.
Situations.
The kid, you don't know what the kid's name sport.
You get online, you do
how's
your, like,
sport
Facebook,
doing?
Yeah, tussle's hair.
Check in and, yeah. I do that all the time.
Would you say you're a social person?
Oh my gosh, she's an incredibly social person.
Yeah, I'm that one where it like comes in spurts though, and then I need to hide for a while and recharge.
That's when she comes and talks to me.
That's
when you'll see me in a corner. And I'm like,
I get that.
Just to go back to the mansplaining conversation, Chris says men like to know how things work, so they just assume women like that as well. That's not it. That's not it, Chris.
Seems okay, pretty accurate to me.
We might need that information. We just don't want it. Like, you just don't have to give it to us.
Or maybe we have it before you start explaining it.
But, like, do you have it?
We just don't want it.
Now I'm getting the eyes.
Am I woman-splaining enough with the look on my face?
Oh, you did very well. Professional
you.
Job.
You literally hid behind your mic.
Literally, right away.
I need a bigger mic.
Yeah. Ethan, you got a question?
Yeah, why is it so freaking hard for women to choose where to eat? You guys suck at this.
I have the solution for this.
Yeah.
Pick three places you wouldn't mind going and ask her to pick one of those. And if she says...
That's way too easy.
If she says, I don't want to go to those, say, okay, you pick three and I'll pick from yours.
But then you'll never get anywhere because she won't be able to pick three even.
Then starve.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the internet video where it's like the hack for getting your partner to choose yes. where you go? And they're like, hey, I'm taking you to your favorite place. And
you'll
then
never guess.
Like, you'll never guess it. And then the other person is like, oh my gosh, we're going to Chick-fil-A. And they're like, yep, we're going to Chick-fil-A.
What if they pick a really expensive place?
Does that work twice?
I don't know. Probably not if you put them in a video about it. But...
it would on my wife.
I think that... The other thing you could do is just take her out and not make her make the decisions, because I think what men don't understand is that women make decisions all day. Not that men don't, but women, generally speaking, are making a lot of decisions all day. Throw the kids in there. They're orchestrating.
So many.
What?
That everyone makes decisions, though.
I make more decisions in a day on the whole. My husband asks me for input all the time.
He's a hardworking teacher.
I know.
He's having to make all these decisions about if he's going to.
That's
throw
correct.
These kids in detention.
But I promise you, Ethan, the amount of thoughts that I'm carrying in my head at one time versus any man in my life is at minimum times 10 at any given moment.
Mm-hmm. I second this.
And so I'm thinking, I'm deciding, and it's like something as inconsequential as like, where do we want to eat? You know, like, I don't eat seafood. Let's not do Captain D's. Pick something else. And then you go from there. Like, the physical or the mental... toll that, especially when it comes to dinner, if it's, because I bet it's not as hard to pick a place to eat if it's a Saturday and you've had a lazy day.
I would also argue that the dudes probably are thinking a little bit more so about that dinner than the girls are. You know, they're
yeah,
probably
that means
more.
They're hungry.
Yeah.
They're physically, yes, they want to eat.
It's time to go.
Which I cannot stress enough. I can't speak for every woman, but I definitely feel like I can speak for most women that women want to be led and cared for, and but ultimately respected, which is why mansplaining sucks, but opening the door for them is something that they will mostly have gratitude for. That if you are like, well, where do you want to eat? You've now put the whole burden on her to decide something, where if you take the initiative and you're willing for her to make an edit on the initiative, if you take the initiative, you're probably closer to an actual decision, which I think at the end of the day is what you want is a plate of food.
Yes.
If that's the goal,
I just want to eat.
I'm if that's
hungry.
The goal, take the initiative, sweep her off her feet, open the door for her, don't explain what you're doing, and
I'm
take
going,
her to a restaurant she likes.
Honey, I'm going to sweep you off your feet, and then I'm going to give you options for where we would
no,
like to go. Because
don't give options, just take her.
Just pick one.
I'm going to take you out to dinner and not give you the choice of where you would like to
you'll
eat.
You'll eat here and you will like it, woman.
Am I getting mansplaining down?
That's what
when you get
say.
There, order for her too. Make sure you don't let her make eye contact with the server.
For the record,
order all
what
of it.
What would you like, ma'am? No.
Jared
no,
orders
I'll
for
tell us. You what she's
Jared
ordering.
Orders for me all the time.
You guys have been married a long time. He knows what you want.
Also,
I order
if I
for
go,
Eddie too.
If I go to a restaurant, he knows what I get from that restaurant.
I should
I
do
not
this.
Divert.
Yeah. I should do that as a joke. Be like, she'll have a salad.
No, if you're going to...
She'd lose her mind.
If you're going to do it for the first time, don't pick
she'd
the salad.
She'd be really sad, though, because she hates salad.
That's yeah, that's a no-no. She'll have a salad.
Man.
That's all sorts of wrong. Don't do that. All right, stick around. The results to today's YouTube live chat poll among United States presidents. How great is President Donald Trump? Let us know what you think. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. All right, let's talk about President Trump, who has brokered a sense of peace in the Middle East, and we hope that that sticks and grows and becomes the new exception or the new rule as opposed to the exception. Around the room here real quick, among U.S. presidents, how great is President Donald Trump, America's best president? Top five, top 10 are not great. Brad, what are your thoughts?
I have top five. Earlier in the show, I wrote down all my top presidential ones, and he was number five. So he's top five for me.
Who were the other ones?
Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and Monroe.
I'd put Reagan in instead of Monroe. I'm top five.
I would lean top 10, but he's either five or six with doing the blind ranking of throwing guys that are presidents that are for sure in front of him.
Yeah.
Probably say top 10.
Top 10 is safe.
Yes.
Has time to work his way into the top five.
There's 278 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. What did you vote?
Top five.
You voted top five?
Yeah.
And
Lincoln's the man.
Most people did not choose the safe route. 53% said top five. Only 8% said top 10. 6% said not great. 32% said America's best president. Trump is the GOAT.
85% said top 5 or better. That's pretty incredible.
Not too shabby.
Keep it right here. The Mark Rudin Show is next, and that honoring of Charlie Kirk, Medal of Freedom as well. You're in the right place on Fox News Radio, St. Louis affiliate, 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis conservative.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.